I know it's sometimes tough to listen to when you hear the voicemails from people who would perish in the collapse of the World Trade Center towers, trying to reach out to loved ones with a last and final thought. That is heartbreaking. But that's what I feel like I need to do today. I've had a couple of notes from people saying this is so sad, and I understand it. You know, I experienced it as a professional. I experienced it as an American citizen. And I study it like I have Pearl Harbor and other events in our history that have been defining moments. And on my DVR at home, I've got at least six or seven programs. The one I recommend, though above all others, is called Inside 9/11. And that's the one, I'm going to shut that off. That's the one where they go back. It's two parts. And the total viewing time is about 3.5 hours. But what I promise you, when you start watching this, you're not going to be able to stop. The first part goes back to the late 80s, when the jihadi war was first declared by bin Laden and his minions. And what you'll see in that first couple of hours, I might even try and pull some of that up and play it this afternoon. They were aware of this plan for a long, long time. They were openly calling for the destruction of this country at conventions, one in Denver, Colorado. As I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he was an operative in the CIA, terror specialist, said they were among us. One of the weird things that came out in South Florida, they were down there. Muhammad Atta, at least one or two others, were down there, and there were pictures of him in a local tavern. He worked out, I think the muscle hijackers worked out at a gym on Federal Highway. And all of this came together, you know, it was like assembling a puzzle that still isn't complete in many respects. But, yeah, they were among us. And in a way, our country's freedoms worked against us with this whole thing. And I don't know that they've solved the problem after we've watched what's been done to Donald Trump by our own government, spying on a presidential candidate, abusing the court system that was set up as part of the post-9/11 America, abusing that court system to spy on a political candidate. That's what we got from Barack Hussein Obama. That level of abuse. I think all of it needs to be re-reviewed to see if it's even necessary. I have yet to hear one story where a FISA application ended up with them busting a terror operation. And we've heard some of the stories about things that were planned. In fact, that day, and I believe they gleaned this information from stuff that the hijackers left behind, there were like 10 targets. As it was going on, they were evacuating what was then Sears Tower in Chicago and other locations that might have been vulnerable to an aircraft loaded with jet fuel coming in. I think of the guy, he was ticket agent. Was it Bangor, Maine? Or Portland, Maine, when they first took off to fly to Boston? Atta and his team. Saying, you know, Atta had a paid for in cash, one-way first-class ticket. And the ticket agent at that day said, this is really unusual. Very unusual, A, to see a first-class ticket paid for at the full going rate. And one way. And he wanted to say something, but even then, political correctness had become a thing for this particular agent. And he just didn't, said if anybody ever looked like an Arab terrorist, this guy did. He says that in the documentary. And he's got to live with that for the rest of his life. I had just said something or challenged his credentials or something, but he didn't. And when he found out about Flight 11, the first plane that crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, it really did a number on him. He knew right away who did it, because he had put them on that flight. It is 7 minutes after 4 o'clock. We got traffic, your local news, Rich's forecast. We may be finally seeing a break in this never-ending hot air. With first the possibility of rain, and Rich mentioned looking way ahead, the possibility of a cool front coming through. Also, another thing going on, yesterday and today are technically the two peak days in the hurricane season. And as of right now, there are no named storms, but a couple of areas that are being looked at with suspicion. Let's see if we can find Invest 95L. All right, that's the one that we got to watch. Let's take a quick look here. It is not far from the southern peninsula of South Florida, heading that way. It's called Invest 95L. Could become a tropical depression or storm by this weekend over the Gulf of Mexico, and then should move quickly inland along the northern Gulf Coast. This one could be a situation that at least brings us some rain. And the cool fronts are starting to work their way south, so maybe we'll get a break. Maybe we'll get lucky and get a break. Don't forget, after the show, we will be at Baumhauer's. It would be even more special on a day like this to have you come and join us. Baumhauer's Victory Grill on Eastern Boulevard. Love to see you. And talk. That's kind of what we like to do. If you've never been, come and join us. It's always fun. 8 minutes after 4.
We are rolling into the 4 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees an accident on Chantilly Parkway. It's in front of the theaters and Home Depot, so be careful right there. If you're headed on out the Atlanta Highway, it's really crowded between Taylor Road and Eastdale Mall. The boulevard's packed full of cars. Be careful around the intersections. We see big crowds around the Troy Highway and around Vaughn Road. And the interstates are still up at a speed limit ride. Just watch the traffic around you and be careful this afternoon. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representations made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representations made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery Fire and Rescue commemorated the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in downtown today. Dozens of men and women in uniform lined up to honor the 343 fellow firefighters who died responding to the attacks 18 years ago. Commemorations were also held across the country. Alabama Democratic Party Chair Nancy Worley says Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez is trying to beat Alabama into submission in their ongoing feud. Worley on Tuesday responded to a Monday letter by Perez that portrayed the state party as in shambles. In February, the DNC ordered Alabama to hold new chair and vice chair elections and to revise bylaws. An eclectic man has been charged with sexual assault of a minor. Authorities say a woman found Christopher Austin engaging in a sex act on a child in the 100 block of Brookview Drive on Saturday. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As I look at the next few days, about the best news I have for you is that the rain chances will get a little bit better by about Sunday. In the meantime, the heat continues. For tonight, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature 73. For tomorrow and also Thursday, look for highs in the mid to upper 90s. Triple-digit heat indices again, and the rain chances only about 10% next couple of days. And not much change on Friday, high 96. Widely scattered storms Saturday. A better chance Sunday, though. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Chin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
September 11th, 2001.
Today we've had a national tragedy.
8:46 a.m. American Flight 11 crashes into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Evacuations begin.
Smoke is billowing out of the building from the upper floors of Tower 1. You can see the smoke for miles and miles.
No one above the impact zone will make it out. Calls to 911 overwhelm dispatchers.
Ma'am. Stay calm.
9:03 a.m. United Flight 175 slams into the South Tower.
There have been two explosions, one high on one of the Twin Towers, and then just a short while ago, another explosion. And now both of those Twin Towers are smoking. They are on fire.
Many head to the roof, hoping to be rescued. But the access doors are locked.
I'm going to die, aren't I?
No. I'm going to die.
Ma'am, say your prayers.
We're going to think positive because you got to help each other get off the floor.
Trapped in unimaginable conditions, many jump to their death. 9:37 a.m. American Flight 77 crashes into the Pentagon.
And I saw the tail of a large airliner. It plowed right into the Pentagon just moments ago, within about 2 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
184 passengers and Pentagon staff are killed. 9:50 a.m. Reports surfaced that the airliners were hijacked.
The FBI looking into reports that one or both planes were hijacked before the crashes.
10:03 a.m. United Flight 93 crashes in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
We have just received word that a large plane has crashed in western Pennsylvania.
Passengers had fought back, and the plane never reached its intended target. None survive. At 9:59 a.m., the first tower collapses, followed 29 minutes later by the second tower.
These people were screaming, "Oh my God, oh my God," and I said, "What happened?" And they said, look, the tower collapsed.
An enormous cloud of dust and debris engulfs the streets of Lower Manhattan.
And there are people that are standing here crying, you know, with their morning cup of coffee, just looking at this. They just can't believe what they're seeing.
2,753 people in the towers and on the ground lose their lives. Only 23 are rescued from the rubble.
Think about them very much.
The victims include New York City firemen, police, and paramedics.
No day has been the same without you, but the memories of your smile and laughter will hold me and all who loved you
victims' remains have never been identified.
My dad died on 9/11, but he is not gone. Just look at each of our faces, and you will see him shine through us every day.
We love you, Daddy.
September 11th, 2001. Rest in peace. We will never forget.
That was hard. That was tough. And again, I understand this is not everybody's cup of tea today. It's just something I feel like I got to do. Going back to that day and being the news guy, I remember exactly what I said. We broke in after the second plane came in less than a minute later and said, believe it or not, America now has its second day of infamy. We are being attacked from the air. That was before the Pentagon plane had struck. And somebody just mentioned that this morning. I guess I was that guy that told a lot of people what was going on. But the challenge of keeping up with the flow of information and then the misinformation. I mentioned this morning. We had our news service was from Westwood One. And around 5:24, they sent a bulletin across that yet another plane had crashed near Cincinnati. Fortunately, I had the presence of mind saying, that can't be possible because all the planes are down now, and if anything had been left flying, it would have been shot down. And, of course, it turned out to be bogus, but to this day, I'm wondering, how did that happen?
I know. Well, the people running Westwood One are just as human as anybody else.
Yeah. I just thought that was mighty bizarre. It's a day that still continues to come into focus. I do have something from the Smithsonian Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I also like watching the As It Happened documentaries. Rich likes those too, where they just take the nonstop coverage. They've done that on JFK and other events. CNN was the worst.
Oh, really?
CNN was absolutely the worst. Local radio station Z100, their sales manager, lived in an apartment building right up the street from the towers, and she was on the roof, and she had seen it. So she was among the first to confirm that it was a large airliner knocking out that small aircraft. When you look at it, I'm almost embarrassed that when you see the size of that hole, virtually the entire width of the building, it could not have hit it more directly. Got that information. But CNN, I remember they had this guy with a, hate to use the word, typical New York accent. Who is people running and screaming at the top of his lungs?
Mm-hmm.
What is your location, sir? I'm at 53rd and FDR. Well, that's Roosevelt Drive, which is on the perimeter of the island of Manhattan. He was 5 miles away. But he's an expert on everything going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Well, I've been trying to think, you know, events in American history. I almost think this is, it's like a combination of the JFK assassination along with a Pearl Harbor-like event. And what I mean by JFK is, obviously, from that day, it defined a generation. And there's a reason you and Terry Adams, you and Terry and millions of other people have wondered what happened that day to the Jack. And then also Pearl Harbor, the shock, the surprise, these sorts of things. But I worry it's not as clear. We knew who did that. It's Empire Japan. We're going to take them on. In this, okay, we knew who did that, but okay, we even took out the people who did that, but we still got to fight now.
Yeah.
And also, let's take out Iraq, and like it just became this confusing political symbol. On a human level, I think we do a pretty good job. We pay honor to the people that lost folks that day. We understand the stories, but the politics is confusing.
Statistic that the number of casualties, and I think they should be counted, the number of casualties from workers at Ground Zero may ultimately exceed the number of people who were actually killed in the crash into the towers and the collapse of the towers. That's how toxic the air was. And we all know that many have passed away or been forced to retire because they were literally breathing asbestos. If you have any thoughts on the events of 18 years ago, you're welcome to have him. This is where I got to be today. I hope you can hang in there. Joel.
Yeah, on Barron's show this morning, that was a fact come out I had never heard after 18 years, and that was that they evacuated over 500,000 people off Manhattan Island. Coast Guard called any available boats, and there was like 150 boats that evacuated them off Manhattan Island over to New Jersey.
That is something that actually Jay Scott brought up on Random Facts a long time ago. Because yeah. Rich and I had just seen the movie Dunkirk, which mm-hmm. was about getting the British soldiers off France and back to Great Britain. And they evacuated at least a couple of 100,000 in a boat lift that they just asked anybody with a boat, please help us out. And they managed to do it. It was one of the more incredible achievements in World War II. Yes, well, I have seen
that's amazing.
The ferries, every boat that could get to the southern tip of Manhattan. I think, yeah, it was about 500,000 people that they got out of there that day. And you all remember the images of people walking, because they closed the island down to incoming traffic, the people walking across the Brooklyn Bridge and other bridges just to get out of the city and really out of the way, too.
Well, and you know, the folks on the boats were the heroes, too. There were so many heroes that day that you just can't name them all.
Well, I made an observation this morning. I think, God forbid, if anything like that were to happen here, we'd get the same level of courage and response from the people that are in positions to protect us and respond to an emergency. And you never know. I mean, my buddy that was a captain at Maxwell Air Force Base said, keep in mind that a nuke strike or whatever, that this place here is very critical to...
Well, who the hell knows what happens if a nuke strike happens?
We were just talking about... Basically talking about the Cold War and NORAD and all that kind of stuff, which is now gone. They were buried in a mountainside. The movie Failsafe kind of takes you into that realm somewhat.
I was a probation officer at the time, and I got to work, and somebody told me that the plane has crashed into the World Trade Center, so I go up to the DA's office to watch, and that's when the second one. Judge Price closes the courthouse down, so the first thing I do, I was in the Air Guard, so I call out that, get on out here as soon as you can. It was an eerie feeling to be out of Danley and no planes flying in or out for several days there.
I used to rollerblade in those days a lot, miles and miles at a time. And one of my favorite paths was right next to a main street over which the inbound planes to Fort Lauderdale would come and go. And I remember every afternoon just to work off the angst and coping with this whole thing. We were all trying to wrap our minds around it. Going back, and again, it was quiet, not just the evening of 9/11, but for days afterwards, because a lot of people just stayed home. It took some time to get things back to what you might call business as usual. But I remember the silence of those rollerblade workouts, because there was nothing overhead, and there always was, either coming or going. That's where they took off. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Here is James.
Hey, Greg, your last caller mentioned the fact about the people evacuating. My daughter was up there, and she went from New York. She was in Lower Manhattan and went across to Hoboken. And it took her, she was working with Money Magazine, which is a division of Time Incorporated.
Yes.
And she was... had gone down to Lower Manhattan to see her doctor, and as she got out, you know, she saw the big hole in the building, and she came back to work, and they were telling everybody to stay there, but the people said, no, we got to get out of here, and so they evacuated. And
how close was her place of work to the World Trade Center?
Where she worked, I imagine was about a mile or so, but her doctor was right close to it, because when she got out of the building, she looked up and saw the big hole in the building, you know, in the tower.
So and, did she have to, you know, one of the strangest and most frightening images from that day, when the buildings collapsed and those enormous dust clouds traveling at hurricane force, chasing people down the streets, and literally blocking the sun.
Yeah, she hurried back to Time Inc., which is, you know, right close, I guess, to Times Square, and she headed back on what she called the Underground Railroad. I called it Subway. But she was going there, but it was closed, and so she had to wait for a ferry. And it was midnight. There were so many people there that it was midnight.
Yeah. It did take time, but that again, we underestimate ourselves and our ability to respond to situations like that and the innate goodness of most people.
Yes, sir.
And it was there in great abundance that day.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was glad to hear her voice, you know, now when she finally got home. And thank you, sir.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anybody else with a similar story? Someone you know or love who was up there that day or witnessed the events. If you were there, love to hear from you. 272-9228. At 428, what I'm going to play here is from Smithsonian Channel. When air traffic control realized a flight was missing.
Rotate. At 8:20 a.m., American Airlines Flight 77 gets underway. At 8:46, Flight 77 reaches cruising altitude, 35,000 feet.
American 77, turn right 10 degrees, vectors for traffic.
On the ground, air traffic controllers guide the 757.
Turn right, American 77.
Thirty-four minutes into the flight, controllers notice something odd.
What are you guys doing?
Flight 77 is veering off course.
American 77, center. American 77, radio check.
2 minutes later, their concern turns to alarm.
77, radio check.
Flight 77 has vanished from their radar.
Center calling American 77, American 77.
Their concern grows with each second of silence.
Center.
Then, just after 9 a.m., a call comes in from American Airlines that's almost impossible for controllers to digest.
Part of it was there had been no hijack. They were so common in the 70s, and there hadn't been one for decades. And then four in one day.
Thousands of people are feared dead. Lower Manhattan is in chaos. The fate of the missing 757 is now much more worrying. What if it hasn't crashed somewhere in the Midwest?
We need to find that plane. Supervisor. I've got a target tracking eastbound at a high rate of speed.
At 9:32, more than half an hour after losing contact with the plane, controllers spot a mysterious radar return. If it is Flight 77, it means the plane has turned around back towards Washington.
We gotta warn D.C.
America's capital could be the next target.
Go for 06. Do you have a commercial aircraft in sight?
Controllers recruit another pilot to try to learn more. They radio the only other plane in the immediate airspace. A C-130 cargo plane from nearby Andrews Air Force Base.
Looks like an American Airlines 757.
It's got to be our plane. Center calling American 77, American 77.
But the 757 is ignoring all radio calls. And it's heading straight for Washington.
Bill Maher got into a whole lot of trouble, I think, because he awkwardly expressed, I wouldn't use the word admiration, but when you look back at what these guys planned and executed, it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. That flight, I've seen a couple of eyewitness accounts of it, people that were sitting on the, I think it's the Beltway. I'm not sure. I've been to D.C. a lot, but I can't be certain. He may have been on one of the interstates locally. Can you imagine looking up and there is a 757 traveling at 575 miles an hour? How?
No.
a guy who's not an experienced pilot managed to keep that plane on a course to crash into the Pentagon and not clip to license. One of the things that's led to so much questioning about what really happened at the Pentagon is that all we have is that one little video clip from a parking lot camera.
Right, and the plane's like a blur, and all of a sudden you see an explosion.
And we know, and I've had it verified, that there were, in that area that's that busy, there were dozens of angles. And why they never have allowed us to see that, I don't know. Maybe my curiosity is a little bit morbid, but they could shut a lot of that down if they would just be honest. We still have a government that kind of looks at us with a coddling mentality, and it bugs me. Here is Steve. Good afternoon.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
Listened to you for a while. Doing good. Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm just fine today. Thanks.
Calling. My son happened to be born on today in 1995. So when the incident at 9/11 happened in 2001, I remember that we were planning a special event for him for his birthday. And, of course, the whole nation got turned upside down.
Yeah.
With what happened. Very somber moment for everybody. And me and my wife had made a commitment that every year after that, that we would either have police, firemen, or somebody in the rescue field either visit him at school or be a part of his birthday to commemorate the 9/11 experience, and to kind of help him celebrate his birthday at the same time, because, you know, it was a tough time for him, being that young and knowing about the situation when it happened. He posted something on Facebook today, and I choked up. You know, him appreciating the firefighters and the police officers and the first responders and everybody that went through that, and prayers out to all the families. And today he's currently a police officer for Prattville, Alabama.
Wow.
Wow.
Our gratitude for his service to helping protect the folks there and those that come and go from Prattville. And appreciate your call.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
It was very definitely you had to experience it on an individual level, but when you had a child that day, I've often said that may have been the most important conversation I ever had to have with my daughter, because I had to calm her down, explain what happened, and to whatever extent I could, why, and that she was going to be okay. I'll tell you, when I left the radio station, 11 o'clock that morning, 441 is a very busy corridor road. It's a main thoroughfare. It's kind of like our Eastern Boulevard, because parts of it look pretty crappy, to be quite frank. What blew me away, I stopped a little convenience store for a pack of smokes, and this is a very mixed neighborhood, and everybody coming and going was so polite and nice, and I'll hold the door. I mean, you could just tell everybody was taking a big step back from normal in South Florida, which is rude and get out of my way and yada yada. The other thing, driving down 441, was the number of Miami-Dade police cars that were out. They must have sent everything they had to patrol the streets. They weren't looking for to issue traffic tickets, but their presence was real reassuring, because at that point, I remember having this thought. I would not be surprised if a mushroom cloud turned up on the horizon. Because how could you not consider any and all possibilities in that day, considering what we had all just seen already, and it wasn't over? Papa B.
Hey, Greg, Joey.
Hey.
You know, this day becomes more poignant, to me at least, as time goes on, and we're able to kind of fully reflect on the impact it's had on country and each of us personally. The feelings have not waned, let's put it that way. It's maybe changed some, but, you know, the anger, the sorrow, it's really just about as bad now for me as it was back then.
You know, and that's when I hear someone like Ilhan Omar, and it's somebody that, A, shouldn't even be in this country, B, in Congress, yeah. No less, that we're electing people to Congress. Oh, some people did something. That should scare the hell out of everybody, and shame on you, Minnesota, for allowing that to happen. Good Lord.
It really and truly is. And you know, this is my point here. But, you know, I just don't think that there are large portions of this country that have learned the lessons of 9/11. You cannot tolerate the intolerable. You cannot suffer the insufferable. We have to stop at some point and say, look, a skin bracer moment here, there are really bad people in this world, and you cannot compromise with them. There's no compromise with
them. You know what? I think that's part of the attitude that drives the left in this country is that all we really got to do is be nice. If we're just nice, they'll like us, and no, they won't. That ain't going to happen.
And isn't that what got us in trouble to begin with?
Well, if you look at Pearl Harbor as an example, Roosevelt felt that he could just reach out to the emperor and buy some time.
Yeah.
I think Roosevelt knew that there was going to be an attack, by the way. I think he knew we were going to be attacked, but he tried, just on a human-to-human basis, to reach out to Emperor Hirohito and see, can you hold off or back off for just a bit before this gets really bad? And was rebuffed. They didn't even take the message because the commander of the Japanese army wanted this war. And wasn't gonna.
It was already underway. Well, and see that, you know, that's the sort of perplexity, you know, that goes on with people of goodwill and people of freedom, because, you know, this is a charitable country. And when I say charitable, I don't mean that just in giving. I'm talking about it in a conventional sense, where we're people of goodwill, but people of goodwill can and do get taken advantage of.
Absolutely.
And you've got to understand that. You've got to understand that. If you don't understand that, then you are living in la-la land, my friend.
I appreciate it. I got to run, anyway. Papa B. Thanks for the call. But there's one other point that needs to be made here. The parallels between Pearl Harbor and 9/11 are very eerily similar because Admiral Yamamoto, who led the fleet to launch that attack, had gone to Harvard. He was educated here. He knew the United States. These hijackers were involved with this many years before the event actually occurred. And it was Yamamoto's insight that drove him to hope that there would be a last-minute resolution because he knew we were equipped, if we got ticked off, waking the angry giant, so to speak, that we could outproduce Japan and very quickly. And that's exactly what we did. It's amazing when you think about it how every single American, virtually every single American, made some contribution to the war effort. And the sacrifice, no sugar, no butter, rationing of meat, gas, everything else. 4 years of hideous inconvenience. Richard.
Hi, Gray.
Hi.
That's a key word, sacrifice. You know, no one's, and we haven't much like our ancestors have, but when you sacrifice for something, then you can appreciate it. But yeah. I was going to ask you, I've always heard that the attack had its origin on that in the Tom Clancy novel that he had written about it.
I
I believe Clancy had written about that as a possible form of a terrorist attack, not the specific way it went down.
I wish I could be specific because I've never read any of his books, but I have understood exactly what you're saying. But I don't think he gave them the blueprint to do what they did.
No.
Richard, I'm sorry. I'm out of time for this segment at 4:42. When it comes to paint, please use the place that's been the leader of paint locally for over 3.5 decades, John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, a great all-American business. Charles Bubba Turner, one of my favorite people here in the River Region, great guy, nice staff, and what they know there is paint and all that's attendant to it. They now have their own brand of exterior paint called John Lee Solar Proof that not only resists the heat, humidity, and everything else, but also arrests the development of mildew. So it holds its look and it stays. For interior painting, Richard's Paint. That is a paint that is formulated to leave an even result. I still wish I had my house listing with Eddie Bader up because I never really appreciated how great that looked until Eddie took those pictures. 6 years later, looked fantastic. Wasn't something you looked at and said, I got to redo that. So for interior, you want the paint that a professional would use if you're a do-it-yourselfer, and of course the professionals choose John Lee Paints. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Please tell them you heard about him here. As we hit the traffic dungeon and Fox Business Things.
As we make our way through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we see another accident to tell you about. This one is on the Eastern Boulevard at Shirley Lane. That's right in front of the car dealers, so be careful there. If you're on I-85 or on I-65, everything's still moving along at a speed limit ride. Watch out, our delays will begin before too much longer this afternoon. If you're on the 31s, we don't see any big problems for you. Just be careful as you approach the casino area in Wetumpka. It's really busy up there. And our traffic spotters have spotted another couple of problems for you. We have a crash on I-65 northbound just past the Fairview exit, and we have a report of a structure fire on Coliseum Boulevard near the library. Coliseum Boulevard is completely blocked by fire vehicles, so find another alternate route. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's take a moment to visit with Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
So it's Happy Somebody Did Something Day, isn't it?
I played a clip at the beginning of the show of the man who stood at the ceremony in New York today wearing a T-shirt that said, "Some people did something."
Yeah,
and then
that
went
was,
on to explain what it was they did. I thought that...
Yeah, bumps. That was... That's I called just to talk about that. I just thought it was fantastic. That's Nicholas Harris.
I think I will play that clip to open the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, you know, I'm so glad he took political correctness and ran it straight up the backside of Omar, you know, because what she said was absolutely unbelievable. Plus, she lied in her clip, saying that CARE was founded after 9/11. CARE was founded in the 1970s.
When she's not sleeping with her brother or whoever these days, or breaking up marriages, she is
when she's not helm wrecking.
She's the singest, most frightening female in America right now.
Well, I'll tell you what.
She gives me the creeps.
She must not be a practicing Muslim, because if she was, she'd be stoned under Sharia law.
Yeah, for those, that's exactly right.
I don't encourage that. Now, don't get me wrong there. No. But I think that, you know, when you get a guy like Nicholas Harris, and there was also another clip on someplace else, and it had like five first responders who survived, and they were responding to her comments in an interview, and it's kind of like a film presentation. It's like 5 minutes long. It was fantastic, saying, you know, this is the problem. You know, you say never forget, and then you try and make everybody forget.
Right.
I mean, you never, ever see the film of the tower. I mean, you remember after about the first year, they stopped playing it on TV. Nobody would ever play it again.
That's why I recommend to people to watch. And one of the things people have to see, people were leaping out a window.
Yep.
They had no choice, burn to death or jump and get it over.
Die faster. That's it. And, you know, I was, my in-laws were up in New York City at the time. We had all gone to a wedding at Cape Cod. And they, with another group from here, from Alabama, went on to be in New York. And that day, my father-in-law was supposed to be at the stock exchange when this happened, but for some reason he didn't make it down there when that happened. And they all, this whole group of Montgomeryans, had to rent a van. I think they got the last one available and drive all the way back from New York, you know, to Alabama. So, I personally had a cousin who was in one of the other towers, not the two big ones, but, you know, it was like a complex with five different towers. And I had a cousin that was in one of them. He was a banker, investment banker.
Chad, I am way behind the eight ball on time.
All right, buddy, I'll let you go. Anyway, everybody's got a story, right? All right, y'all be good.
And that's what we want to hear this afternoon. One of the more compelling, there's a Marriott in that complex of buildings. And it came down, but they managed to find five or six of the people that were there that day. And what it was like to get out of that thing. They were, you know, they see all the paper fluttering out the way. They have no idea what's going on in the building that's right across the street. Incredibly compelling. There are so many stories from that day. Many years ago, when I was getting my career started in Miami, there was a kid that really had a heart for radio. His name was Joe Johnson. He was a bag boy at Publix. But I just knew, he kind of reminded me, he had that hunger, you know, he wanted to get into the business. So we brought him on as our morning show producer. He eventually went on to become an incredibly successful, not only jock, but production guy. And he put together something on 9/11 that is really awesome. And we're going to play that at the very end of this next break at 4:48.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As I look at the next few days, about the best news I have for you is that the rain chances will get a little bit better by about Sunday. In the meantime, the heat continues. For tonight, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature 73. For tomorrow and also Thursday, look for highs in the mid to upper 90s, triple-digit heat indices again, and the rain chances only about 10% next couple of days, and not much change on Friday, high 96. Widely scattered storms Saturday. A better chance Sunday, though. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does that work? The Food and Drug Administration's developing guidelines to remove all e-cigarette flavors from the market, except for tobacco. Now, the move comes as hundreds of people are said to be getting sick after using vaping devices. A midweek rally for stocks on Wall Street. The Dow closing back above 27,000, less than 1% now from its all-time high. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ also finishing higher Wednesday. Now, listen up. If you drive a GM vehicle, the automaker recalling nearly 3.5 million various pickup trucks and SUVs from 2014 to 2018. Now, apparently, there's an issue with vacuum pumps that could be causing braking problems. And the Strong National Museum of Play announcing the finalists for the Toy Hall of Fame. Some of these finalists include the Care Bears, the Coloring Book, Masters of the Universe, Matchbox Cars, and, of course, My Little Pony. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack.
We're the Plow Guys. How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They help with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth
shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, this is the clip I promised from my former protege, Joe Johnson. By the way, the guy that sanctioned hiring Joe Johnson for $2 an hour in 1979 is the guy that owns our company, and it was nice to have that vote of confidence from him. Here's Joe.
About a quarter to nine, we heard the roar of jet engines.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
America!
Made a America. Slight turn and dove right into the first tower.
We got the gold refined.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
The destruction is enormous. The debris is beyond any description.
Well, immediately we activated 12 urban search and rescue teams, 4 to go to Northern Virginia, to the Pentagon, D.C. area, and 8 to New York City. I commend those New Yorkers. They have a resilient spirit. They're working hard.
Lean on me.
We responded with the best of America.
When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
With the daring of our rescue workers.
I'll help you.
Caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood and help in any way they could.
Till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat.
Kind of disappeared over this embankment here for a moment and then huge explosion.
But they have failed.
This doesn't happen in America. I guess it does.
Our country is strong.
Make no mistake about it. Your armed forces are ready.
Hang on to a dream.
Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings.
On the boats and on the plane.
But they cannot touch the foundation of America.
My country, 'tis thee.
We're so touched.
Sweet land of liberty.
By the words of our president.
Of the ice.
Tonight I ask for your prayers.
Of the ice.
For all those who grieve.
The Congress people hearing America being sung on the steps of the Capitol building is just profoundly moving for me. I'm delighted to see this rebirth of patriotism.
These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts and to bring them to justice. We stand together to win the war against terrorism.
From sea to shining sea.
us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you, and God bless America.
And a few years later, the same media mob that makes life miserable, well, they try to make life miserable for Donald Trump, was shaming George Bush. They finally found an event where they could humiliate him, and that was Katrina. The New York Times continues to be the poster child for so much of what is wrong. They put out a tweet. 18 years have passed since airplanes took aim and brought down the World Trade Center. Today, families will once again gather and grieve at the site where more than 2,000 people died. Airplanes aimed themselves at the World Trade Center. Not a single mention of radical Islamic terrorists who were controlling. They were the ones aiming the planes. How do you fight this? What was the justification for something so obnoxiously inaccurate? I'd love to know. By the way, the Democrats were expecting to rub Trump's nose in a loss in North Carolina yesterday, the election redo, where the Republican had won by 800 and the Republicans were harvesting ballots or something, I don't know. So they redid it yesterday along with another, and Republicans won handily both. So, Democrats, your message is just not resonating. You are pushing. You're the best thing right now. Best thing that could happen to the Republican Party, especially with this field of nitwits that you're pushing for the presidency. That was good news. I was really, yeah. That made my night last night to check and see how those races turned out and to see that they're both Republican seats. So for all your effort, you are not succeeding in stopping Trump.
You know, Greg, this has been a fantastic show. This is important, and what you're doing today is important. That said, here comes the big hairy butt around the corner.
There's a
bunny. Why did I decide to start the Joey Clark Radio Hour 2 years ago today?
This is true.
Why?
So I'm going to try to have fun tonight on my show.
I saw that on my Facebook timeline. It's the two-year friendiversary.
Yeah.
With you and Joey. I said, well, I've known Joey a lot longer than
or 8 year. Is, I saw that too. Yeah, it's 8 year for anniversary. So I've been working with you for 8 years as well as Dan.
But Joey!
My Monday through Friday show started 2 years ago today.
Still got to find a musician talented enough to redo Watching Scotty Grow to the lyrics Watching Joey Grow into this job. He was just a young, innocent sprout when he was first here.
I look a hell of a lot better now.